Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Quick, I have this brilliant idea for the NBA Cup. We'll get to your calls. We'll hear from Boomer, all that. I think one of the issues that the Cup had last night was Las Vegas was tepid. It didn't have an electricity.
Certainly during introductions. It felt bigger in the fourth quarter, but yeah, it was missing something.
It was missing something. And so what they're doing next year, for those that are not aware, is the semifinals are no longer in Vegas. Next year, the semifinals are going to be in the home arenas.
Okay.
That's fine. So the Nick Magic game, instead of being in Vegas, would have been in Orlando. I am not in favor of the championship game being at a home arena, and I'll tell you why. Imagine last night was at Madison Square Garden. Does anyone think it really would have worked? Like, you're telling me the Garden fans would have just made believe it was a bigger deal? And can you imagine the confetti coming out of Madison Square Garden?
Do you think there's a higher resale value on a game like that?
No.
Season ticket holder?
I don't. And I think it feels too normal, too regular. It's got to be unique. So if it's not Las Vegas, Evan, I'm making believe I'm you, what makes it unique? And I have an idea. The atmosphere would be incredible. Every year we pick a neutral site, except the neutral site are famous, historic college basketball venues, starting with Cameron Indoor, continuing with Hinkley. Where Butler plays?
Isn't it Hinkle Fieldhouse?
Hinkle Fieldhouse!
Do I have that right?
Hinkle Fieldhouse, where Butler plays. Continuing with Rupp Arena.
And then eventually you can get to Madison Square Garden, home of St. John's.
No. You're not hearing my idea. College venues, not arenas that host college games. Can you imagine the atmosphere? Because these college kids are just going to be pumped up. They're going to be, oh, are you kidding me? Like Cameron Indoor is going to get an NBA game? Can you imagine the excitement in one of those venues? They're not drunk because they don't serve alcohol. These fired up college kids?
These oil checkers?
Like, tell me, and don't kiss my butt, be honest. Tell me how brilliant that idea is.
I think it's brilliant because I've seen somebody have this idea about the NFL and not playing all these international games but bringing them to like certain SEC schools and stuff. And I think that plays out. I thought that was a great idea. So why wouldn't these smaller college kids on top of you. I think that would just make it pop because the environment would be going nuts.
I'll tell you why it's better than football. I'll tell you why. Because football, like college football stadiums are like NFL stadiums in terms of how big they are. What would make this unique is a 5,000 seat on top of you gym.
It would be jumping. Yeah, it would be.
Because I think what the Cup needs is uniqueness. Like putting that last night at Madison Square Garden, it just wouldn't have worked. Because again, it would have fallen into, it's a regular season game. That's what it would have been.
Got to make it feel special.
You got to make it feel special. And they tried to do that with Vegas. The problem is, what's special about Vegas? Other than Vegas, the arena's not special. The people there aren't special. I think college kids filling historic college venues would make it incredibly special.
We're on to something there, Evan.
You like that one?
I do like it.
You like that one, Tommy? Is that a good idea?
I love it. One of your best ideas.
Thank you.
Everything about it, tremendous.
Thank you. Because you got to pick something that's different. And so I was racking my brain last night. Okay, what's different? Like, do we just pick random arenas and we go there? No.
What sucks is you can't really do with basketball an outdoor game. You know, like the Winter Classic.
So I thought about the outdoor game because it is unique.
It's tough to pull off.
You'd have to do it in warm weather places, and then you got to worry about rain, and it doesn't.
Well, Evan and I talked about this during COVID in the bubble, and we talked about outdoor arenas hosting it instead of a bubble, like Rucker Park or maybe somewhere on the West Coast in California. I love that idea, too, from the aesthetics, but you're not going to get the sound that you're going to get like Cameron Indoor and the college kids, which will make the atmosphere.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And I think that last night when it came out that the NBA didn't sell the venue out and they were handing out tickets and they had seat fillers, one of the things that got leaked out is, oh, that's common. They do that with all big events, even like championship games in the NFL. Like, it's just, we want it to look good on TV. A venue like that will pop on TV.
Totally.
It'll just pop. In fact, I'll bring John Cena into this. When you think of all of John Cena's moments as a professional wrestler, I'm not saying it's number one, but it's definitely top five or top 10, was when he appeared at the Hammerstein Ballroom for an ECW event and took on Rob Van Dam. And the whole crowd was filled with drunk, ridiculously high ECW fans in a very small venue. And I remember watching that at home saying, this is unique. It feels different.
I'm unaware that ever happened. Is that available online to watch anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the name of the event? One Night Stand.
One Night Stand.
It was the second one of One Night Stand. Yep. The first one was in the same venue and it was great.
Yep.
But the second one included John Cena, and I thought, jokes aside, like someone was going to kill him. Like, it was so, we hate you.
Yeah, some guy had, if Cena wins, we riot. Cena would always throw his t-shirt into the crowd. Somebody actually threw the t-shirt back at him. It was perfect.
So Cena obviously was always beloved by WWE fans, and ECW fans rooted against
Correct.
Him. Wow.
Yeah, yes. It was always 50-50 with Cena as far as fan reaction is positively, but it was 100% negative in ECW.
And what's crazy is that match was whatever, but the atmosphere made it unique. And the atmosphere made me bring it up 20 years later to say, hey, of all of John Cena's moments, that really jumps out at me because it was so unique. So imagine last night, instead of the Knicks winning this NBA Cup in an antiseptic arena in Las Vegas, they're at Cameron Indoor? Oh,
the kids with the shirt offs, shirts off.
Say that again.
Shirt offs, shirts off. Maybe get Dickie V on the call.
Yeah, throw it out there.
Yeah, baby.
And obviously the last thing, which I think we all agree, is something needed to be on the line. So I think the easy thing to put on the line is you win all tiebreakers. So it's nothing crazy. It's nothing major. It's not, you know, changing everything. But if the Knicks and the Pistons finish tied for the number one seed, even if the Knicks lose the season series, winning the cup would supersede everything, and that gives you the tiebreaker. Same thing for San Antonio. So I think it's a small thing, but I think it's a fair thing to at least have a reason for the basketball.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Fan to say, hey,
right.
We get this as a team. So those are my two ideas.
You're on to something. You should sit down with Adam Silver.
Thank you. Maybe I should. Let's go to Steven in the Jersey Shore. What's up, Steven?
Hey, Evan. Love the show. I love the idea about doing it at the college stadiums. However, Adam Silver already floated this idea 2 days ago. New York Times had an article.
Are you kidding me? He already had the... let me Google this.
Oh, my God. I'm getting the tweet now.
Let me Google this.
He said it on Amazon Prime.
Ah, damn it.
You know who the true MVP is? Adam Silver.
Adam Silver says some storied college locations are under consideration. Damn it.
Uh-oh.
I knew it was too good to be true. I swear I didn't steal it. All right. You want me to wear it out?
Evan, I've seen you. I've seen you claim that you forget I've said certain things in the office and bring them to air.
Can I ask you a question?
It's a bad job.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
You've been working with me for 2.5 years.
Uh-huh.
How many times do I come on the air and say, hey, great idea from blank? I'm not one to rip someone's ideas off, especially one that was that out there.
Evan,
but you know what?
There have been two or three times you have said something. I said, remember when I said this to you in the office? You go, huh? You never said this to me in the office?
I swear to you. And this is a bad job as being the new executive producer of Evan and Tiki. So this is not good for me. I swear I didn't see this, which is bad by me. I should have seen it.
And you have every bit of sound from Amazon Prime.
I have every bit of sound from last night, from the last day, and I'm looking at the clip right now. I'm going to send it to Tommy so we can hear from Adam Silver.
This is a bad job, Evan.
I'm already taking it out. What more do you want from me? Now you're just being a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk.
I just texted you the tweet. We will now hear from Adam Silver stealing my idea that I probably created 2 weeks ago, but somehow he got it before I said it on the air.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.